security of the state's breasts, to call Richard Jaffa to order and ensure that that no soldier meddles in the Akutia by-election. We are also reliably informed that the NDC has been training some of the thugs they used or deployed in Abikma North parliamentary rerun under the guise of national security and intents to clandestinely clothe them in police uniform to deploy them during the by-election. The NDC and the Ghana Police Service must know that as a party that has just exited government in less than a year, we have our eyes and ears on the ground and on them, knowing what the NDC is noted for. The IGP has also assured us that the police have completed their deployment plan and will make the lists of their deployed officers available to the various political parties. On the honor of the IGP, the NPP demands the requested list of the senior officers to be deployed to each electoral area and the regional commanders who will be assisting them. We also request the IGP that all police officers on duty for the election must wear their official name tags, for easy identification and the avoidance of infiltration by the thugs that are planned to be included. We made this reasonable request with the hindsight of the police brutalities on the non-violent Let My Vote Count Alliance demonstrators in September 2015, where several demonstrators were trapped and mercilessly assaulted, and one lost his eyes in the process. Learning from the unresolved incidents from the Abikma North election, Abikma North parliamentary rerun, the New Patriotic Party will demand it, will defend itself. The New Patriotic Party will defend itself if the police fail to do so. It is rather interesting. So on the matter of Akutia, these are the facts that we want to share with you. The clear evidence is that the New Patriotic Party will win that election, and as a result, the NDC.